It's a big weekend in Division 1. Three fixtures, and also there's a small matter of the Challenge Cup final. On Saturday, Raith Rovers take on Cowdenbeath. A huge match for both sides, but for very different reasons. Raith Rovers sitting second in the league. A win could put them top of the league. Cowdenbeath, a win for them would more or less secure their playoff place after a good win during the week against Ross County. Raith coming into some form, a good 2-1 win over Dundee last week, ending the Dens Park side's 23-game unbeaten run. A huge advantage for them. Cowdenbeath will be severe underdogs for this clash, but recent games versus Partick and Ross County have shown they can upset teams, and they could very well take Raith Rovers' hopes of reaching the SPL with them. Cowdenbeath have only one win from 17 games against teams that currently reside in the top half of the table. But Jimmy Nicol, of course, back at Raith, the team he won the League Cup with in 1994. No room for sentiment in this one. The other game on Saturday is Falkirk versus Partick Thistle. Falkirk, well, I think it's safe to say it's a big week for them. They've got Partick Thistle at home on Saturday, then they're away at Firhill on Tuesday. One very much suspects these next two games could decide Falkirk's fate in Division 1, whether or not they could go to the Premier League. Partick, another one of these inconsistent teams, but they have taken points off the top three this season at various times. And the fact that these teams meet three times in their next four fixtures says all it's got to say about what it could hold for Falkirk in their season. On Sunday, it's Dundee versus Stirling Albion in Division 1, and it's very much a big day for Stirling Albion. It could be curtains for them in terms of their Division 1 status. They've lost this game, they will go down. Dundee will be licking their wounds after losing that 23-game unbeaten run I mentioned earlier, but it's hard to see if Stirling will win. Let me just look at the stats here. Stirling have won only three times in 58 matches versus Dundee, the last in 1978 in the October. Stirling's last win at Dens Park was August 1977, in actual fact 3 days after I was born. But yes, Stirling will definitely go down if they don't win this game. It's one game Jockey Scott would love to win, given what happened with him at Dundee previously. Of course, it's really hard to see past a Dundee victory, but we've got to see how they react to losing to Raith last week. Of course, a Dundee loss would also mean they're really heavily in a playoff scrap, something that Barry Smith has always been keen to avoid. With Ross County and Cowdenbeath right behind them, more dropping of points could see them in a three-way scrap to avoid that playoff place. But of course, Stirling look a team bereft of confidence after losing against Ross County last week. The one other fixture involving teams from the First Division is, of course, the Showpiece Challenge Cup final. Ross County versus Queen of the South, and it's County's fourth final in seven seasons, the last being 2008, where they lost on penalties to Airdrie. Bad omen for County, though. The only time they won it was in 2006 when they beat Clyde, and they went on to be relegated that season. Not a good omen for Jimmy Collingwood's team at all. Queen of the South have reached the final twice. They won it in 2002, beating Brechin in the final. And Queen of the South are also unbeaten against Ross County in the league this season. League form might not matter a hell coming into a cup tie, but it could be important either way. League form continues to escape County. They suffered that 2-1 defeat to Cowdenbeath during the week, which will no doubt set them back in terms of confidence. But, you know, they've done well to get to the final. It's a showpiece game. It's a one-off. It's a bit of silverware for either team. Ross County have had a bit of a strange season after being in the Scottish Cup final last year and never quite recapturing that kind of form and changing their manager twice. Queen of the South have their own financial problems. Kenny Branigan at loggerheads with the board, according to reports, although it's hard to see if trophyware could help bridge the gap between him and the club's board. That's the weekend matches in Division 1. Enjoy them and see you soon. Bye-bye.